official words here for tonight's forum and how it's going to be conducted, and as we get it going. And I would like to acknowledge before we start that we do run public office. It is a sacrifice. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of not payoff, and it's hard on families and friends and all of that. So I just want to make sure that we're all aware that these five people up here tonight are willing to do that on behalf of us. So I want to thank you. So on that note, I want to make sure that we're very respectful. We're going to have differences of opinions, I'm sure, but I've got a whole list of heavy rules I'm going to lay out here. And if you get caught, where's that security lady? Okay, she's out in the lobby. So if you're in trouble, go out and see her, and she'll deal with you. She's really nice. All right. Good evening. Welcome to the Federal All Candidates Forum for the newly formed Kamloops Shuswap Central Rockies Riding. My name is Ron Langridge, and I'm honored to serve as your moderator for this important event hosted by the Salmon Arm Chamber of Commerce. And they've done a wonderful job, by the way. Christine, thank you very much. You guys have done a super job setting this up. Before we begin, I'd like to acknowledge that we are gathering on the traditional traditional territory of the Sepik people, and we express our gratitude for the opportunity to live, learn, and work on these lands. So thank you very much. Salmon Arm Chamber of Commerce is a member-based, nonpartisan organization, works to amplify the voice of our business community and promote informed civic engagement. I'd also like to acknowledge our executive director, Christine Jeance-Barbour, who will not speak tonight because she's terrified to do that. But she will be monitoring the audience this evening, and members of the board who are here tonight as well will be helping out. A special thanks to our corporate sponsor, title sponsor, the Association of Interior Realtors, my boss, for making tonight's event possible. I want to begin by saying that the event is being recorded. Here. It is carried live as we're speaking now on Voice of the Shuswap. It'll be videoed. I ask that all cell phones be turned off. No videotaping or recording of cell phones during the event if you can. Well, not if you can, you just shouldn't. And again, there'll be this will be posted on the Chamber website on YouTube to be able to watch it later if you missed it. Send me the exciting parts. There won't be many, but there could be a couple. The code of conduct, I want to remind you again, we'd like to emphasize this forum is intended to provide a respectful, informative space for voters to hear from each candidate. This is a zero tolerance for interruptions, heckling, or disrespectful comments during this evening. And even if you go, yada boy, I'm going to call that disrespectful. Volunteers are stationed throughout the venue, and security from Vadium Security is on site. Anyone causing a disruption will be asked to leave immediately, and we appreciate your cooperation in creating a space for constructive dialogue. I don't anticipate anything. You guys look like a pretty well-rounded, good bunch of people. Just that guy at the back. You got him? You got him. Security's got eyes on him. We're good. So the format for the evening is simple. Questions for tonight's Q&A were collected in advance from community members. 10 questions were randomly selected and emailed to the candidates on Monday, so they've all had a chance to review them. We'll begin with 3-minute opening remarks from each candidate in an order determined by a random draw. Then we will move into the Q&A period. There's a total of 10 questions that will be asked. Each candidate will have 90 seconds to respond to that question. A yellow card will be shown at the 60-second mark, and then a red card will be shown at the 10-second mark. And you got that upside down. You just said 90 seconds. Yeah, boy, that doesn't matter. And then at the candles, we cut off at 90 seconds. If they continue to speak, I'll gently remind them once your time is up. If they continue, then I'm doing this. And he's going to cut their mic. So I don't want to be doing this tonight. And then to conclude, each candidate will be invited to deliver a 3-minute closing remarks presented in reverse order from the opening remarks. So that's the general format for tonight. After the forum, all candidates will receive a copy of the questions asked and are encouraged to post their responses on their websites or social media platforms for the benefit of the voters who could not attend this meeting tonight. So without further ado, as they say. I'd like to introduce the candidates here. I'm just going to go from, I guess, Michael, who's at the end? Who's Michael? Michael, you're at this end, so we're going to go this down that way. Michael Henry, representing the People's Party of Canada. Phaedra Idzin, New Democratic Party. Mel Arnold, Conservative Party of Canada. Owen Madden, Green Party of Canada. I'm glad they're all from Canada, because this would really be... Ken Robinson from Louisiana. No, Ken Robinson, Liberal Party of Canada. So,
Ken Robertson. Thank you.
Ken, I said Ken, right?
Robertson. You said Robinson.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I did too.
Thank you.
Yet, but I'm not going to argue. Ken Robertson is the Liberal Party of Canada candidate. Any questions? Probably none yet. So let's begin. I need some water. Got a lot of questions to go through here. So we're going to ask the question. Each person has been chosen. There's an order they're going to follow. They will all answer that same question. Then we'll move on to the next question. So the question, again, I'm going to read it. They've got 90 seconds to respond. Oh, sorry. There is one more thing we have to do. Each candidate is going to introduce themselves. And I did mention that earlier. They have 3 minutes each to introduce themselves. And again, that order... is, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. So it looks like, Michael, you're up.
I thought I was going to go quick there. Good evening, Sam and Arm. Canada has been governed for 157 years and 9 months, and for almost all that time, it's been the same tired dance of red, blue, red, blue. 95 years under the Liberals, 63 under the Conservatives. And what has that given us? Globalist policies we never voted for, and a country more beholden to the World Economic Forum than it is to our own people. Klaus Schwab himself has bragged that 60% of our government is aligned with his agenda. If you had enough of that, you're not alone. The People's Party of Canada is here to break that cycle for good. I'm Michael Henry, your PPC candidate. I was born and raised in Revelstoke, and my family has called this region home since 1914. I joined the party because no other represents the values I was raised with: freedom, responsibility, and putting Canadians first. I believe in a country where your tax dollars stay here working for Canadians, not for global bureaucrats or corporate elites. We will pause immigration until our health care, housing, and social services can catch up. We'll stop the Bank of Canada's reckless inflationary spending, and we won't run deficits because debt is just deferred suffering. We'll break from the Paris Climate Accord, reject Agenda 2030, and end our submission to the World Health Organization, because Canada's future should be written by Canadians. We'll balance the budget by cutting foreign aid and eliminating corporate welfare. We'll fix the broken equalization system and tear down interprovincial trade barriers so Canadian business can thrive again. The mainstream media won't tell you this because they're part of the problem. They've excluded Max Bernier from the debates, but Max is still speaking through daily press conferences, independent media, and live podcasts across Canada and the U.S. He'll be live on X responding real time on debate night because Canadians deserve to hear everyone's voice, not just hand-picked ones by legacy media. Max will also be on Tucker Carlson tomorrow afternoon if you're interested. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Up next, Phaedra Idzin from the New Democratic Party.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to thank everyone for coming to this event, to my fellow candidates, to Christine and the Chamber of Commerce, the Association of Interior Realtors, and to Songsboro Hall for sponsoring this event. I want to ask all of you attending tonight's debate, what do you want your community to look like 2 years from now? 5? 10 years from now? Do you see a place where housing is affordable, where your kids and grandkids can grow up with access to good schools and health care, where the environment is protected for future generations? Or do you see a community where the cost of living keeps spiraling out of control, where families continue to have to leave here seeking better opportunities for employment and more affordable housing options, where everyone from students to seniors struggle to make ends meet, and where billionaires, big corporations, and bankers get tax breaks while everyday people working are left behind. My name is Phaedra Idzan, and I'm running to represent Kamloops, Shuswap, Central Rockies as your NDP candidate and as your voice for rural communities in Ottawa, because I believe we can build a better future together. As a lifelong Shuswap resident, a mother, and someone who has spent decades volunteering and working in this community, I know what matters most to residents here: affordable housing, strong public services, and having a strong, clear, local voice that will be heard in Ottawa. Unlike the Conservatives who prioritize corporate profits or the Liberals who promise change but who fail to deliver on what they promise, New Democrats have consistently fought for real solutions that help everyday people. From healthcare to housing, we've proven that when you elect New Democrats, progress actually happens. The NDP was the party that was responsible for making the Liberals bring on the Canadian Dental Care Plan, where families with income under $90,000 will save $1,700 per year. The NDP fought for and delivered free birth control and diabetes medication and devices, saving Canadians hundreds and thousands of dollars a year. The NDP fought for and won anti-scab legislation after decades of working people and their unions fighting for it. The NDP fought for and won a national school food program. The NDP forced the Liberals to initiate national early childhood education and care. The $10 a day daycare program has saved countless families thousands of dollars and brought benefits to countless children. This election isn't just about choosing a representative. It's about choosing the kind of Canada we want to live in, a Canada that is strong, sustainable, and independent from outside interference, like the United States and Mr. Trump. It's about protecting all that we hold dear as Canadians: public health care, women's rights, the new Democrat dental care program, the CBC, and our national identity. Thank you.
Thank you, Phaedra. And up next, Mel Arnold, Conservative Party of Canada, and our sitting MP.
Thank you, David, or Ron, pardon me. Mel Arnold, the Conservative candidate for the new riding of Kamloops, Shuswap, Central Rockies. I've been formally elected in 2015, re-elected 2019, and again in 2021 to represent the riding of North Okanagan, Shuswap, which included the Salmon Arm area as well as Vernon. This new riding is massive, but I am prepared to represent this riding should you choose to elect me. I have been meeting with residents of this area and the former riding over the past 9.5 years, hearing their concerns. And more importantly, over the past months, since this new riding was announced, starting last fall with meetings in Revelstoke, Golden, Kamloops, hearing from the people, hearing what the issues are, and more than anything else, affordability has risen to the top. Crime and housing have also been priority issues on almost every doorstep I've gone to. Families can't afford to get by because of the uncontrolled spending of the Liberal government that caused inflation to be 4 times what it should have been, driving up the housing costs to double what they were. Rent prices have increased. Groceries are now more than 40% more than they were when this government started. I've heard from the people that they need change, and we will bring change as a Conservative government. One other piece I want to remind everyone of is why we're actually in an election right now. There has been no government legislation debated in the House of Commons since last June. Almost 1 year ago. That was when the majority of the members of Parliament ordered that the government produce documents related to the Green Slush Fund, a fund that the Liberals had been using to fund their friends, money that has been unaccounted for in the hundreds of millions of dollars. There was a point of privilege raised on that issue, and the Speaker agreed with the point of privilege that was raised. So that was all that was debated from September until we recessed in December. The Liberal Party ousted their prime minister. They have a new one in place, and within a week of him being elected, he called a snap election. I just want to remind everybody, that's why we're in this election. The housing costs, the rising costs of living, and the corrupt Liberal government that was in place until this election was called. Conservative government will bring in a three strikes rule, accountability rules, to make sure that the government is accountable to you, the people that elect us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mel. Up next, Owen Madden, Green Party of Canada. Hi, everybody. I'm Owen Madden. When I arrived tonight, there was one car parking space left in the car park, and it said staff or performers only. So I'm going to put myself in the performer bracket. I hope you allow me to do that. I'm a small business owner on the Shuswap River. I farm vegetables along with my wife. We support our farm business and a number of other farms in our region. Obviously, this is not a Grinrod accent that you're hearing. So I was born and raised in Ireland. I became a criminal prosecutor. And one day I went to a farmer's market and I got into a random conversation with the local potato farmer. And he explained to me that he was experiencing changes in his land, in his farming systems, that were confusing him and his fodder before him. This is 20 years ago, and he didn't use the words climate change. But I went home and I learned about what was happening in Ireland. Our seasons were changing because of climate change driven by humans. And it totally turned my life around. It set me on a different course. I re-educated in climate change law in Edinburgh. And I had the choice of two places in the world to go work in that area. One was Geneva, and the second one was Vancouver. And I was very lucky to work for EcoJustice. We're so blessed to have both EcoJustice and West Coast Environmental Law working in that area down there. And then I randomly bumped into a lady who also turned my life around and suggested that we go farming in the North Okanagan. And there is a connection there. The way we farm, it's organic, it's regenerative. And my wife, Emily, really sees that as applied climate action. And so through our business Nature Delivered, we're supported by this community, and we support farmers in return. I'm proud to stand for the Green Party tonight because the Green Party is the only party that you're going to hear from tonight that's going to address two issues simultaneously. The first one is the growing inequality in this country. 1% of Canadians own 26% of our wealth. Everyone loses in that scenario. And so this party, the Green Party, is going to address that. It will also address what we need to do around the global transition to renewables. We cannot continue to focus on fossil fuel energy. The world is shifting to cleaner forms of energy. And so the Green Party is worried that if we build pipelines and focus on fossil fuels, we'll set ourselves up for a boom and bust economy. So that's it for me.
Okay, thank you, Owen. And Ken Robertson, Liberal Party of Canada.
Hello, good evening, Simon Arm, and those online across the riding and across Canada. My name is Ken Robertson, and I'm your Liberal candidate. I was born in Kamloops, raised in Chase. I'm from Nisqually on my mother's side, and on my Scottish side, my father. I'm a family man, and I have a small business that works on Four Directions Autism, it's called. With Four Directions 10 years ago, I have four lovely children, two of them on the spectrum. As children change that trajectory, and I have become an advocate for my nonverbal daughter. It has brought me to understand that we needed to shape a new policy here when it came to a national autism strategy when I started 10 years ago. With that being said, we now have a national autism strategy. Received royal assent last year. And that's what I try to do in regards to not just shaping policy, but implementing policy as well. Because when I found out that there wasn't, when I leave this world, I want to leave it better than I found it. Although voters selected who will represent them locally, voters are also choosing who will represent Canada. The leader of my party is Mark Carney. Mark Carney is a global acclaimed Canadian economist, public policy leader, sustainable advocate, and author. As the governor of the Bank of Canada, he helped us through the financial crisis in 2008. He did such a good job that he was hired by the Bank of England to be their governor and nominated for the Order of Canada by the Prime Minister, Stephen Harper. Mark Carney and I are running on a platform that will meet the threat of the U.S. tariffs and Donald Trump's 51st state talk head on. His press secretary announced today that is still his goal. The world is becoming more divided and dangerous, but the hard work of Canadians means we can manage these risks and seize this enormous opportunity in the new global economy. And as Liberals have achieved real progress for all Canadians, with a winning growth plan, we can build the strongest economy in the G7 and even a better future for all. I look forward to talking constructively about issues facing Canadians, such as our national sovereignty, housing, affordability, and U.S. tariffs. But more importantly, I do want to be your representative. I will have an open-door policy, no matter what stripe you're from, politically. And that's why it's also important to me, because I wouldn't be the voice for this riding. I would be that vessel to convey to Ottawa that voice. Because at the end of the day, it's not about me. It's about you. I want to thank you for the time. I want to thank the sponsors and those staff that are here. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Ken. Ladies and gentlemen, your five candidates for the Kamloops-Sushrop Central Rockies riding.